Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. John Carroll is with us now in the studio. He's a professor of communication at Boston University. He's a WBUR senior analyst, and he's the scribe behind the blog It's Good to Live in a Two Daily Town. Hi there, John.
Hi, Meghna.
It's fitting that you should be here to talk about
Thank
a two-daily
you.
Town, because how much longer are we going to have a two-newspaper town?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, the Boston Herald is being sold to Gatehouse Media. Gatehouse owns about 100 daily and weekly newspapers in Massachusetts, and they've had Boston surrounded for quite a while now. They have the Cape Cod Times, the Patriot Ledger, the Worcester Telegram, Brockton Enterprise, and Boston's been sort of the donut hole, and now they're filling it with the Herald.
Now, the Herald had to declare bankruptcy when as part of this deal,
right.
If I understand correctly.
Right, okay. And somehow it maximizes their assets, and also I think it frees them up from their collective bargaining agreement. So basically, Gatehouse has said, we're not going to honor any of your collective bargaining agreements. We're not going to cover the pension, and so that's one of the sticking points, but I think going through bankruptcy allows that to happen.
And a $5 million price tag, something like that?
$5 million is pretty much a fire sale. On the other hand, the Herald has $31 million in obligations, mostly pension and severance. So, they're not making all that much money, and they're making most of their money from circulation, not advertising. Two-thirds from circulation, one-third from advertising. That's really unusual.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just play a little bit of tape here. This is Pat Purcell, president and publisher of the Boston Herald. He spoke to WBUR about the announcement. Here he is.
This will be my 34th anniversary as publisher of the Boston Herald come January. So it's a very emotional day for all of the employees here who have worked so hard over the years to make Boston a two-newspaper town, keep the Herald alive. With all of their help, we really have defied the odds.
Okay, so a funerary tone there from Pat Purcell. But, I mean, John, you were talking about all these other papers that Gatehouse Media owns that are still there. So whither the Herald, then?
Well, Gatehouse is very bullish on print. And I think part of the reason is you can get efficiencies of scale, with your back office functions, accounting, purchasing, that kind of thing. But you can also get economies of scale in reporting. So just this week, Gatehouse published the results of a six-month investigation into wind farms and the effect they have on local communities. And they put it on the front page of all their daily papers. So you can invest in journalism, amortize it over the number of newspapers you have. So I think what may happen is the Herald will join that group, and there'll be a fair amount of shared content because they're basically letting go 25% of the Herald. They have 228 employees now. They're going to get down to 175.
But then how local would it be?
That's the question. And one of the issues is, does eventually this super paper emerge that is distributed to all these different areas of eastern Massachusetts. And I'm not sure that that's going to go over all that well, but the Herald is going to change. There's no question that there's going to be some kind of effect on the Herald that's going to be significant.
So, I was reading how about these efficiencies of scale that you were talking about, how I believe Gatehouse has some sort of design group in Austin, Texas.
Right.
That because they can do a lot of design work from there, it helps keep these smaller papers afloat because it reduces that kind of cost. But again, I keep coming back to this idea that ultimately, if you've got basically a conglomerate of papers that are no longer locally owned, and yet their primary civic value was in their local reporting, isn't that fundamentally forever lost?
Well, I don't think it's going to be entirely lost. I think it may diminish to some degree. I don't think that the local coverage in Worcester has gone away. But I think what happens is it's a less of a percentage, proportionally it's less than it may have been before. So, people look at the Herald and think, it's a lively index to the Boston Globe. But the Herald lives in a completely different world from the Globe.
Yeah.
And you look at the two of them on a day-to-day basis, and they live in parallel universes. I don't know that that's going to be the case going forward.
Well, then that's too bad, I have to say, because readers and stories and issues in those parallel universes need to have a paper to cover right. them. And the Herald has excellent papers, honestly, on beats that the Globe, as you're saying, just ignores entirely, but that Boston needs to know about.
Right, exactly. So I think, you know, there's going to be a diminishment of that, and it's going to be too bad. I don't think the Herald's going to go away, but Gatehouse has paywalls for most of its websites, and you may see that change for the Herald, and that would be damaging to them as well.
Oh. So does this mean that we'll sort of have a one-and-a-half daily newspaper town?
Well, I will say I bought the domain name. It's sad to live in a one-daily town. So I'm just preparing for the future, but I'm hoping I never have to use it.
John Carroll, professor of communications at Boston University and WBUR senior analyst. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.